Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei, and we were talking about relating to the Isser of Shtiyah on Yom Kippur, which the Gemara speaks about here, how much one is not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. We're going to talk about the general concept which comes up on the daf regarding shiurin and measurements of the Torah. So the Mishnah tells us, if you remember back at the beginning of the parak, the Mishnah tells us that there's an issur of eating, issur of drinking. How much is one not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah says all foods combined to a koseves, a large date, which is what was spoken about on yesterday's daf, and all drinks are mitzarif to a male lugmav. Lamale lugmav, that's what the Mishnah says. So what type of male lugmav? Male lugmav means a cheekful, cheeks full. So that is what the discussion on our daf is. Shir of Mali Lugmav, says the Gemara. Shir Chachamim, what fits in a person's mouth. And then the Gemara says, towards the bottom, Ashosim Mali Lugmav, Amar Yehuda Mashua, Lo Mali Lugmav Mamish. It doesn't mean two cheekfuls. Ela kol she'ilu yisalkenu l'tzad echad v'yeyra'e k'malei lugmav. If you fill up one cheek and it looks like malei lugmav, you're looking at it from the side, meaning only one cheek full. That is all one needs. V'anatnan malei lugmav, doesn't it say a cheeks full? Ema k'malei lugmav, it means like a cheeks full. That is the amount. And that is what we paskin. It has to be a cheek full. That is what the Rambam says. It has to be oso tzad bolet v'nir'e. That side, that cheek is sticking out, right? One, that's the shear that is us. The Gemara assumes that it is less than a revius. That's the Gemara continues talking about Beishamai and Beisilel, and that's what the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Shvisas Asar and the Shulchan Aruch and Taf Reish Yud Beis. The Shulchan, first the Rambam in Perek Beis. The Rambam says how much food and how much drink. So it's fascinating if we think about it, food is an objective shear. How much food, as we discussed, koseves, the size of a date, and that's it, that's how it goes by, the size of a large date with its garin, with its klipa, as we spoke about. But drink goes by each person's personal shear, each person's personal cheekful. Why is that? Because the Gemara says here on Pei of a Beis, because that is what Chazal assumed will give Yishuv Hadas, will put a person out of a state of Inui. Says the Gemara, that's the difference between Koseves and Kabetza. Amar Le'abaya, Kim Luhu L'Rabanan, De'bahachi Misvadaite, Basar Mihachi Lo Misvadaite. That's what it is, right? By drinks, by liquids, it goes personally, and therefore a larger person, a larger cheekful, would require a larger amount in order to have Yishuv Hadas. Says the Rambam, V'chol ochem mitzarim l'shir zeh, v'chol ha-shoseh mashkin ha-ru'iyim l'shdias adam, kim malei lugmav shol shoseh, kol echad ve'echad l'fi lugmav chayef. Everybody goes by their own lugmav. V'kamei malei lugmav, kedei sheyisalkin l'tzad echad, v'yeyra'eh malei lugmav, v'shir zeh b'adam beinoni, pachos mirvius. This shear, for the average person, is less than a revius. V'chol ha-mashkin mitzarfen l'shir zeh, all liquids are mitzarif to this, v'achilu v'shasiyah ein mitzarif l'shir echad, but eating and drinking are not. So let's say somebody has to eat b'shiurin, as sometimes is the case, by a chole, so then we would tell them that the eating and the drinking are not mitzarif. They could eat b'shiurin and drink b'shiurin, and they're not mitzarif with each other. That's the Rambam, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch also paskins in Simin Tafresh Yud Beis, Siftes, if somebody has to drink on Yom Kippur, Rechmana Litzlan, and what? How much is one not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur? Hashoseb Yom Kippur Male Lugma Pirish Malo Piv Chayev Umisharin Bakal Adam Lafi Mashehu Hagadol Lafi Gadol Vakadol Lafi Katno. A fascinating idea that Chazal had this insight that Yishuv Hadas, when it comes to liquids, is not objective. When it comes to solids, it's objective, and when it comes to liquids, it goes by the person. Says the Shulchan Aruch. And again, the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes, it's not two cheekfuls, as long as one of them is Malay and Balay, right, according to the Rambam in the Pirush and Mishnayos, El Sha'az Yira'eh Memela Ki'ilu Shtei Malayim. Sometimes it looks like, if you see one side, it might look like the other side as well. The Shmir Shabbos quotes a fascinating suffix of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shmir Shabbos in Perek Lametes Ha'ara ayin hay, right? Perek lamites is dine chole in the Shmir Shabbos, and the sif chaf beis, the Shmir Shabbos says shir shtia b'shiurin hu pachos kibamokimel. This shear is different by each person. Right? Before Yom Kippur, if a chola is going to have to drink, so the chola should check. They should check before Yom Kippur to measure his malo lugmav. He should fill one of his cheeks with liquid. Put it into a kli. Pachos b'shir zeh. And every time he drinks on Yom Kippur, he should drink a little bit less than that shear that was measured out beforehand. Lefisha kamosa shtia shu tzarech etzel ha-mevugar ha-benoni nashir zeh bein 40 to 45 gram mayim, between 40 and 45 grams. Somewhere between them. Veshuv im efshar, and then when he drinks, wait, yamtin acharei kol shtia v'shtia zman shel tesha dakot, wait 9 minutes in between, so it's not considered one drinking in that case. Good. So the Shmir Shabbos quotes in Sif Katan Ayin Hey from Shlomo Zalman. Yesh list topic im shinayin totafos mimatos es ashir shel kamalei lugbav. We know it's the one cheekful. What if somebody has dentures? Somebody has false teeth. Is that mimai? Because that takes out some of the space. Uvepratim also osam rak samach liyom kippurim, especially if you got them recently before Yom Kippur. V'lachein l'misha akru mimenu shinayim be'erbi makippurim. Somebody who lost a tooth on Yom Kippur. Somebody who got a teeth pulled. Im tekev gadol ashir shakabal lugma b'glal zeh. Right? If a tooth falls out, then, or if a tooth is pulled, does his mother lugma become bigger? Because now more liquid can fit in there in the space where the tooth was. Asher kol atam shel shir zeh hu mishum tebachi misva daite didei. L'chor lo mistaver shetekef umiyad mishtane hayisu v'daite shel adam. Very hard to assume that, you know, right when the tooth comes out, you know, then his yishuv yisuv daite is a larger shear. It's hard to assume, but again, this is the shiurin that Chazal give. Good. That is all discussion number one. Just to note, the shear of shtia and the shear of achila. The Gemara also continues that regarding shiurin, this is a subjective shear, but the daf also talks about objective shiurin, like the case of koseves, and how much one could fit in our mouth. The Gemara, along the way, we're talking about ochel and tomas ochlen. The Gemara says, ein beis habliya machzik yosem mi beis tanagolas. Our beis habliya, our mouth cannot hold more than an egg. Can't hold more than an average egg of a tarnagolas of a hen. Amar Abalah, and the Gemara continues talking about other shiurim as well. And the Gemara says that if anybody violates something, the Gemara says that you should record it. Amar Abalah, Zer Ochel Chelev Bezmanazev, somebody eats Chelev by mistake, so he's high of a carbon chata. Sarach Sheyichtov Lo Shiur, he should write the shiur down. Right, remember the Gemara in Shabbos that Rabbi Shmuel used to write down the shear? So you should write the shear down. Shema yavo bezdin acher v'yir b'shirin. Maybe another bezdin will come and make the shearim larger. What does that mean? So ma yar b'shirin inim of the mechayvi carbon kazayas katan. If they're going to say that you're mechayv a carbon even for a small kazayas, not just an average kazayas, but the Gemara says the halach is that you're only mechayv a carbon chatas if had you known at that moment you would have stopped. But here, you wouldn't have stopped because you didn't think that shear, that small shear, was chayiv anyway. So you wouldn't be chayiv a carbon in that case. Lo shav midiyaso, ain't maybe carbon ashev daso. You wouldn't bring a carbon. So Ella, what are you worried about? Ella, dlo machayiv carbon adika kzayis gadol. The point is they might make the kizaysim bigger, and therefore what you thought you were chayiv on, you're not chayiv on. And therefore you don't want to bring a carbon chulin ba'azara. So it's the opposite, that they want to make sure that you don't bring a carbon, you don't have to. Rashi, v'achikamar, ha'ochal kezayis beinoni, al yichtov mechuyvani chatos. Don't write in your notebook that you're saving for the Beis HaMikdash, that I'm chayiv achatos, al yichtov kezayis beinoni achalti. Just write that you ate a kezayis beinoni, shema yavo bezdin v'yif terenami carbon, v'nimsa maybe chulin la'azara, and then you can end up bringing chulin la'azara, and that would be a problem. And the Gemara works out the lasha. What do you see from there? That things might change. Bezdin might change something over time, and therefore one should keep track. This relates to a very famous discussion of the Tzlach and the other Achronim. All measurements in Halacha, Rav Asher Weiss points this out in Chela Gimel Simon Yud Beis, that Shiurim in generally of Chazal are use items that are forever. They don't use measurements that we might forget the measurements over time, but they use items that are forever, meaning maybe it's eggs, maybe it's barley, maybe it's fingers, maybe it's, cheeks. It's always something that will be forever, says Rav Asher Weiss, quoting here actually from the Chazon Ish, quoting from the Chazon Ish, the Tshuvas HaGaonim in the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamedtes, Osvav, Lefisha HaBeitzim VaHaPeros, Nimsayim b'chol makom, ki gali v'yadua lefnei misha amar v'haya ha'olam, she Yisrael asidin lehis pazer bein ha'umos, v'nei Yisrael are going to go into galos, u'mishkalanu midasan, shahayu b'yimei Moshe, v'shosifu aleim b'mei chach v'eret Yisrael, ein nishmaran lehen. We're going to go into galos, they're not going to remember and have all the information, v'hamidos mishunos v'doros, ubimedinos shebechol dar v'dar, hayo chacham v'chad shemidos ayen. V'nishtanu kol eilu amidos, right? What, even today, the measurements that they have in different countries, they use different numbers and different measurements. So it would be difficult to have one measurement passed down on Adem Misora because different countries and different time periods use different things, and therefore it was given with items that stay forever, like eggs and olives and fingers v'chulu. Good. So, how does that impact us? The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuftes, tells us that Rav Chisda blended volume and length measurements. Right? There are two kinds of measurements that are generally given in the halacha. There are shiurei orech and shiurei nefech. Right? Rav Asher Weiss points us out. Shnei gidrei shiur shonim kavu chazal al pi halacha bo shvisina shnim sur miyadam. Shiurei hanefech. Right, volume could go on kizayis, revius, kibetza, kigrogoris, koseves, and then there are shurei orech, right, etzpa, ama, tefach, Rav Chisda in Psachim, Daf Kuftes, connected the two. He connected these two measurements, and he said, revius shel Torah, revius, which is a volume one, etzba'im al etzba'im berum etzba'im v'chatzi etzba v'chomash etzba. So he connected the two. He connected the two regarding the measurement. Based on that, the Tzlach, the Noda Bihuda, Rav Yechezkel Landau says that he measured a kli used in Prague for hundreds of years from the Tosfos Yontif, and he realized that the kli that held his fingers was really double the size of the kli that held 43 and a fifth eggs, which is the shear for challah. So he measured that. So something is the matter. Something is the matter, right? This is the Tzlach im Sachim Daf Kuftes Zayin Amabez. The Tzlach says, "Mashaola b'ladaiti shenis barali b'mofes who shalok k'devri haShulchan Aruch ki be'em as mavur b'Shulchan Aruch simitape vav shishir kizayis uchatzi beitza." The Shulchan Aruch says a kizayis is a half an egg. Amnam lefishin is barali al pi medida shahab beitzos amitzuyos ata beyamenu. Regarding the eggs that we have today. Right, there's a problem. Right, either our fingers got bigger based on the Noda Behuda's measurements, or our eggs got smaller. Right, and we assume that it can't be the former. We don't assume that our fingers are very different than the fingers of our ancestors. So it must be that our eggs got smaller. That is the chiddush of the Tzlach. Hinei abeitza shlema shebizmanenu hu rak chatzi beitza mi beitzim shebahem shiurei haTorah. I think says the Tzlach, we have to double all the shiurim. Why? V'hamofei tazeh ki shir chalu mem gil beis v'chomesh. The shir of chalu is 43 and a fifth eggs. V'tosus yantav madat shehu pint mida yeshana. Shematzasi kan bevoi leprag. V'anim madat zi matzasi shu pachos mi pint. Right, he measured it was pint on the mida yeshana, and I measured it and it was smaller. V'shuv asisi kli machzik sheva agoz lepachos beis shiis barach. And I measured using Rav Chisda's fingers measurements. Therefore, something must have changed. Either our fingers got bigger, or the eggs have gotten smaller. And says the Tzlach, Shadoras holchim u'mismatim. Over time, the doros are holech umismai. They get smaller and smaller. It's impossible that our fingers have gotten bigger. V'yalkarchach ha-beitzim b'zmanin v'zmatu, it must be the eggs have gotten smaller, and therefore the Noda Behuda says that I think that you have to double all of the measurements. Double all the measurements. Chassam Sofer seems to hold this way. The Maaser Rav, the Vilna Gaon seems to hold this way. But others are not. Rav Chaim Noah argues, you know, you follow what we've been doing for thousands of years. That's what you do. If you look in the Bir Halacha, he also argues with the Tzlach based on the Diyak and Argamara. The Bir Halacha, there's an Ilchas Kiddush. In Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. In Sif Yud Gimel, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shiurim for Kiddush. Tzorach Lishtos Mikoshal Kiddush Kamala Lugmav. You have to drink Kamala Lugmav, right? Which is, as we said, one cheekful that we know from Yom Kippur. Tainu Koshi Yisalkin Lezadechar Bepiv V'yeyra'eh Melo Lugmav V'hu Rubo Shal Revias. This is also a Machlokas. What does it mean? Kamala Lugmav, it seems to be less than Revias. Is it just under a Revias? Is it Rove of a Revias? That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It is a Rove of a Revias. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ba'adam benoni machzik shiur akach. Ba'adam gadol me'adam sharon kimelo lugma didei lefi gadlo. U'mikal makom lo boy lishtos tvei mirvias. You don't have to drink that much. V'chulu. And the Mishnah Berurah continues with discussing the shiurim. Ayin ber alacha shakasavna ben yizin nachom lachos lo devayim lo nikidu shalayla v'al kalpanim yur lachachil shiasa kakosh kishnei beitzim v'chulu. He says, he fundamentally me'ekra then argues. He assumes, he quotes the Tzlach, and then says, Lanias Daiti, after Kushyasu, he Kushya Gedola, the Chamura, Shirenu, Aval Neged, Shitaso, Yesh Gam Kushya Chamura, Vahu, Sugya, Yuma, Dafei. And he quotes the Gemara about the eggs and the Beitzim, and he says, doesn't sound like anything changed, and he says, Vizev, Far Bachanti, Benisiti, Bakama, Anashim, Benunim. I checked, also the Bir Lacha says, Hamalo, Lugmav, Shalahem, Bishnei, Atzadim, I looked at Mala Lugma, Va'alak, Lakola, Yoserak at Shnei Beitzim Benonim. I checked the two Mali Lugma of the people. It's easier to check two cheekfuls than one. And it was more, right? Kal Yoser, Rak at Shnei Beitzim Benonim, but Klipa Shalem, Beitzim Shalon, Lonis Kanu Kolkach, Rak Eza Shir Katalavan, many a tiny drop. Oh, Efsher, he continues, so he says he does not think, Sarach Ian Galdo Benin Shirim, Shekasher Nabo, Labachina, Anurom, Shishne Shirim, Sosrim, Shir Revias, Shir Revchista, Picheshbon, and then the fingers. So, he says, Sarachian, these machmir maybe for the Friday night Kiddush. Rav Asher Weiss points out that maybe Rav Chisda wasn't saying Vantai, it always works out the fingers and the volume. It just so happened to work out for Rav Chisda. Doesn't mean that it has to work out. He wasn't saying an idea that they have to work out. That's what he says there in Os Beis. Because Malcolm was man, Yimdor Beis of Exazifufin. He doesn't think that, let me just find the line if I can find it, but he does not think that Rav Chisda was laying down the law of what has to be done, right? It's just that it happened to work out for him. Volume and length are not always similar. Good. Interesting sidebar that comes up, and that is in the Tshuva Me'ava, Rav Elezer Fleckels, which was a Talmud of the Nobi Huda, says that he confronted the Noda Behuda is also quoted in Chuvas Yehuda Ya'ala. He quotes this from the Chuva Me'ava and Yeredei and Simon Shinchav Dalid, that he asked the Noda Behuda, and he says that the Noda Behuda was a giant and had very large fingers, right? And that's why the Shirim were bigger. And the Noda Behuda chuckled and smiled. The question is, what did that mean? What did that mean? So the Chuvas Yehuda Ya'ala, Aleph Simon Reshei, the Mari Asad says, maybe that means he was Choserbo. Maybe he was Choserbo, and therefore, you know, he accepted. V'hisfakech imo b'fanav ad asher ne'ene lo b'rosho v'sachav nirekahodelo. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish in Lamed Tes Yud Beis says, no, chas v'shalom, the Noda Behuda would make such a mistake, and just like v'choserbo, based on that, maybe the chuckle was, come on, what are you asking? You're saying I have big fingers? Nah, come on. Right? So it's a machlokes about the pshat of the chuckle. Right, so the machlokes, has a major nafkamina in terms of how we understand it. But this is something that affects many of the shiurim today, the shiur of challah, and whenever we measure eggs, again, it comes up there in Yom Kippur, it comes up for mitzvos, comes up for matzah too. Comes up for how much matzah one has to eat. It comes up for how much kiddush one has to drink. It comes up how much one has to not eat on Yom Kippur. But again, and how much a chola is allowed to eat. on Yom Kippur. These are all issues that come up here related to Mali Lugmav, whether Shiurim have changed over time or not. And again, things are known as the Machlokas, the Chazon Ish, and Rav Chaim Noah. For Hilchas Tzitzis, there are there's another parallel Machlokas for how big an Amma is. An Amma is somewhere between 1.5 and 2 feet. Again, a Machlokas between Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. But this is Shiurin Shel Torah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole, has a whole Sefer Shiurin Shel Torah where he goes through some of these Inyanim that we spoke a little bit here, relating it to the Noda Behuda and Malei Lugmav of Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here.